morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
The burden that I have in my heart this morning is this matter having faith in God.
今天早上在我心里的负担就是要在我们里面有信心。
Have faith in God.
在神里面有信心。
And this morning, I would like to ask you together to look at a number of things.
今天早上我要跟大家一起来看几件事。
And first of all, we will look at a tree.
第一件事，我们先来看一棵树。
And to learn from this tree.
我们从这棵树来学。
And then we would look at the mountains.
然后我们来看山。
Then we, from the tree and from the mountains, we will consider this faith. In God.
然后我们从这棵树，然后这座山来看在神里面的信心。
And having faith in God is vital to Christian life.
在神里面有信心，对于基督徒的生活是非常重要的。
And it is the only way to get us from A to B.
这是唯一一条路，能够让我们从一个地方到另一个地方。
2 weeks ago, I was traveling in the Netherlands.
在两个星期前，我在荷兰出差。
And it snowed heavily that day.
那一天呢，下雪下得很大。
I have never seen snow as heavy as that day in the Netherlands.
在荷兰那里，我从来没见过这么大的雪。
And everyone was warned about the snow that morning.
那每一个人都因着这个大雪接受了一个警告。
As I walk out of the hotels, I see, you know, white everywhere.
然后我从旅馆走出来的时候，发现到处都是白色的。
And the snow on the ground is about this thick.
然后在地上的雪大概有这么高。
So every footstep, you know, you sink your feet into the deep into the ground.
所以你每走一步的话，你的脚都要深陷在这个地里。
But usually that only took me 3 minutes to the bus station that morning would take like 10.
平常的话从我的地方走到汽车站只要3分钟，但那天我用了10分钟。
And usually there are 3 way to get from A to B in The Hague.
那平常的话有3个我可以用的交通工具可以从 A 到 B。
One is the bus.
那第一个呢，就是来坐公车。
And the other one is called tram.
那第二个是轻轨。
Yeah. And the third one is train.
第三个是火车。
And first thing I realized that morning is that usually the tram come right on time.
那在平常的时候，这个轻轨总是按时到达的。
And that morning I was disappointed.
但那天早上我失望了。
And there's no way to be found.
因为没有其他的那个让我可以从 A 到 B 了。
And then finally I saw a bus coming.
那最后我还是看到一辆公车来了。
So I got on the bus, but the bus only can get me somewhere in the middle. I can't take the bus to go to the workspace.
但是这个公车它只去到我到工作的地方的中间，不会到那个终点。
And so I got to the central station.
然后我就到了那个中央的车站。
And I saw, you know, there's a chaos everywhere.
然后我就看到到处都是乱糟糟的。
Because most of the transportation were not working that day.
因为很多这些公共交通那一天都已经停止运行了。
And even not many people ride their bikes that day.
而且那天也没人再能骑单车。
Usually, a lot of people riding the bike in the morning. You don't see many bikes that morning.
因为平常的话有很多人会骑单车，但那一天也没有人来骑单车。
Then I saw a train coming into the central station.
然后我就看到一辆火车开进这个中央车站。
And I realized perhaps that morning the only thing that worked is the train.
所以我就意识到，可能那天早上唯一的工具能够运行的就是火车了。
And therefore, I got into train station and waiting for the train, local train.
然后我就进到火车站来等火车。
And that morning, I have never seen a train as crowded as that day.
那在那天我也没有见到火车可以这么拥挤。
And it reminded me of, you know, going to school when I was in high school in Taiwan.
然后就让我想起当我高中在台湾的时候的情景。
I never seen a train as crowded as that day. People were actually waiting to get on.
我从来没见到像那天那样拥挤，很多人等着要进那个火车。
Because on that day, the only thing that really works is the train.
因为在那天早上只有火车在运行。
And only because the train has a track.
而因为只有火车有一条轨道。
And the track will get the train from A to B.
那这个轨道可以让火车从 A 点到 B 点。
If you don't have faith in God, then you don't have a track.
如果我
to lead you from A to B.
如果我们在神里面没有信心，那就没有任何一条道路可以让我们从 A 到 B.
We can study all the routes. We can study all about the B. We can understand all the conditions during that day.If you don't have the tracks, you can't get from A to B.
我们可以来学习所有的规则，可以来学习所有关于 A 点到 B 点的一切的事情，但如果没有那一条轨道，是不可能的事情。
It's not about you. It's about having the track.
这不关乎我们，是关乎那条轨道。
And it's important to have faith.
所以在神里面有信心是非常重要的。
So let's look at the book of Mark chapter 11.
让我们来看马可福音第十一章。
Want to read from verse 10 to verse 24.
我们来读从第十节到二十四节。
As we read this verse, let's pay attention to three things.
让我们来读的时候要注意三件事。
I want you to pay attention to the tree and to the mountain and to faith.
所以我们来看三件事，就是那棵树，还有山，还有我们的信心。
As they were passing by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots up. Being reminded, Peter said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed,has withered. And Jesus answered, saying to them, having faith in God, truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him. Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe,that you have received them, and they will be granted you.
马可福音十一章二十到二十四节，早晨他们从那里经过，看见无花果树连根都枯干了。彼得想起耶稣的话来，就对他说：“拉比，请看，你所诅咒的无花果树已经枯干了。”耶稣回答说：“你们当信服神。我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这座山说，你挪开此地，投在海里。他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
Let's turn to the book of Zechariah.
让我们再来翻到撒加利亚书。
The second to the last book in Old Testament.
是旧约的倒数第二本书。
We'll read chapter 4.
我们来读第四章。
I read from verse 1 to verse 7.
第一到第七节。
You to pay attention to the mountain again.
让我们再来注意这里讲到的山。
The mountain that's before Zerubbabel.
就是在所罗巴伯面前的山。
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 1. Then the angel who talked with me returned and wakened me. As a man is wakened from his sleep, he asked me, "What do you see?" I answered, "I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl at the top and seven lights on it, with seven channels to the lights. Also, there are two olive trees by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other on its left." I asked the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my Lord?" He answered, "Do you not know what these are?" "No, my Lord," I replied. So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. What are you, O mighty mountain, before Zerubbabel? You will become level ground. And he will bring out the capstone to shouts of God bless it, God bless it."
撒迦利亚书四章一到七节，那与我说话的天使又来叫醒我，好像人睡觉被唤醒一样。他问我说，你看见了什么？我说，我看见了一个纯金的灯台，顶上有灯盏，灯台上有七盏灯，每盏有七个管子，旁边有两棵橄榄树，一棵在灯盏的右边，一棵在灯盏的左边。我问与我说话的天使说，主啊，这是什么意思？与我说话的天使回答我说，你不知道这是什么意思吗？我说，主啊，我不知道。他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的。万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。大山呢，你算什么呢？在所罗巴伯面前你必成为平地，他必搬出一块石头安在殿顶上，人且大声欢呼说，愿恩惠恩惠归于这殿。
Finally, Hebrew chapter 11.
最后我们来读希伯来书第十一章。
We read two verses, verse 1 and verse 6.
我们来读两节，是第一跟第六节。
Hebrew chapter 11, verse 1 and verse 6.
希伯来书第十一章第一跟第六节。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
希伯来书十一章第一节，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。第六节，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, this morning we are grateful for the opportunity to come before your table.
父啊，我们感谢你今天早上给我们机会可以到桌子面前。
And you become our vision.
你成了我们的意象。
You see that you humble yourself for our sake.
我们看到你为了我们自己卑微。
And we saw you gain that victory on our behalf.
我们也看到你为了我们而得胜。
We see that you are in us and we are in you.
我们看到你在我们里面，我们也在你里面。
Our heart is full of gratitude.
我们的心充满了感激。
And this hour as we open your words, we humble ourselves and ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten the eyes of our heart.
在下面的一个小时，我们在你面前来谦卑，愿意你的光来照亮每一句话语。
So we can see what your purpose for us today.
所以我们可以看到你今天向着我们所存的旨意。
It's not about knowledge. It's not about understanding.
不是关乎知识，不是关乎我们的明白。
It's about to see us in your light.
而是关乎在你的光中来看到我们自己。
Therefore, we ask for this anointing for all of us.
所以我们为着所有的人向您来求恩膏。
Whether it is speaking, translation, or hearing apart from you, we will accomplish nothing.
不管是说啊、讲的是翻译的是听的，因为啊、在你以外我们、除你以外我们什么都不是。
Have mercy on us.
主啊，求你对着我们有怜悯。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.In the book of Mark, it's a little story that we may be familiar with.
在马可福音提到的这个故事，很多人都很熟悉。
It happened during the one day when Jesus and disciples traveled from Bethany to Jerusalem.
因为那一天，耶稣与门徒从伯大尼走去耶路撒冷。
And Bethany is located about 1.5 miles east of Jerusalem.
伯大尼呢是在耶路撒冷东边大概 1.5 英里左右。
It's on the south or southeastern slope of Mount Olives.
是在橄榄山的东南坡。
And Jesus had this habit of staying overnight in Bethany and went over to Jerusalem during the day.
在那个时候，耶稣有一个习惯，就是晚上住在伯大尼，然后白天。去耶路撒冷。
So one day, Jesus started the journey from Bethany on his way to Jerusalem. Then he became hungry.
那有一天，耶稣从伯大尼走去耶路撒冷的时候，突然间他饿了。
Then he saw a fig tree from afar.
然后他就远远的看见有一棵无花果树。
And it was a beautiful tree.
那个是一个很美丽的。
It's a tree full of leaves.
因为这棵树上满了叶子。
It's very promising.
是非常啊、带着应许的。
So Jesus has some hope that he can find figs, fruits.
所以耶稣是带着一个信心来到这棵树上来找果子。
And when Jesus came to it, he found nothing.
但是耶稣来到树下的时候，他找不着什么。
Nothing but leaves.
除了叶子找不到什么。
And Jesus said to the tree, may no one ever eat fruit from you again.
所以耶稣就对树说，从今以后永没有人吃你的果子。
Then Jesus came to Jerusalem.
然后耶稣来到耶路撒冷。
He entered the temple.
他进入圣殿。
And he saw people selling and buying things in temples.
然后他就看在圣殿里面有人买和卖。
Then he drove out those people who were doing the selling and buying.
然后他就赶出店里做买卖的这些人。
He overturned the table of money exchangers and the seats of those who were selling them.
然后他就推倒那些兑换银钱之人的桌子，还有那些卖鸽子之人的凳子。
He would not permit any person to carry merchandise through the temple.
甚至他不许人拿着器具从店里面经过。
And he said, is it not written that my house shall be the house of prayers for all nations?
然后主耶稣就说，经上不是记着说，我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿吗？
But you have made it a robber's den.
但你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
And the next day.
然后第二天。
And Jesus took that same journey again from Bethany to Jerusalem.
耶稣又从伯大尼走去耶路撒冷。
They're passing the same tree.
然后他们就经过同一棵树。
And Peter was paying attention. He saw the fig tree withers from the roots up.
然后彼得就想起耶稣的话，就看到这棵树连根都枯干了。
And Peter said, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you have cursed has withered.
然后彼得就说，拉比请看，你所咒诅的无花果树已经枯干了。
Now we see the tree and we see the temples.
我们看到树也看到圣殿。
Why Holy Spirit put the tree and the temple in the same context?
为什么圣灵把树跟圣殿摆在一起讲呢？
We see the tree, we see the temple, and we see the tree again.
我们看到树，看到圣殿，又看到这棵树。
Because the tree is the temple, and the temple is the tree.
因为树就是圣殿，圣殿就是树。
When Jesus stood before the tree, he was hungry.
当耶稣站在树下的时候，他是饿了。
But this fig tree cannot satisfy Jesus' hunger.
但是这棵树却不能来满足耶稣他的饥饿。
When Jesus stood in the temple, his heart is hunger for something.
当耶稣来到圣殿的时候，他心里面是为着一件事饥渴。
Jesus hungered to see the house is the house of prayer for all nations.
他心里面巴望能看到这个殿是万国祷告的殿。
But Jesus' hunger for that was not satisfied in the temple.
但是耶稣对着圣殿的这样的饥渴没有得着满足。
The tree has the appearance of having fruit.
这个树看起来是结果子的。
The temple has the appearance of being the house of prayers.
这个殿从外表看像是 万国祷告的殿。
But Jesus found only leaves.
但是耶稣只找到树叶。
And Jesus saw a robber's den.
而且在圣殿耶稣只看到像一个贼窝。
So the temple just like the tree.
所以圣殿就像这棵树。
The temple has leaves.
这个圣殿只有它的叶子。
The temple has activities.
这个圣殿里面有许多的活动。
The temple has the beauty.
这个圣殿有外面的荣美。
But the temple has no fruit to satisfy the hunger.
但是这个圣殿却没有一个果子来解这个饥渴。
You came to the tree hungry, and you came away the tree as hungry as before.
你来到树前是饥饿的，你离开的时候还是饥饿的。
No one will be satisfied by the tree.
没有人因着这棵树可以得着满足。
No one will be satisfied spiritually by entering into the temple.
没有人在属灵里面的饥渴可以得着满足。当他们来到圣殿的时候。
And it got worse.
而且越变越坏。
And the next day the fig tree withered from the roots up.
第二天这个无花果树就从根开始枯干了。
If it withered from the top of the tree, then you can cut it off.
如果这个树是从树叶开始枯干，你可以把它砍掉。
But if withered from the roots up, there's no hope.
但如果这棵树是从根开始干枯干，那这棵树没有希望。
And Peter was appalled by what he saw.
那彼得就因着他所看见的来震惊。
And he said, Rabbi,
他就说拉比。
Look, the tree you curse have withered.
他说请看你所咒诅的无花果树已经枯干了。
Jesus used the tree as a teaching tool.
耶稣用这棵树来做一个教具。
He wants to teach disciples a very precious lesson of faith.
他用这个来教导他门徒是关乎信心的功课。
We usually don't learn about faith when everything is working perfectly in our life.
当我们生活里面一切都很完美的时候，不会来学功课，信心的功课。
We can only learn about faith when things become difficult.
我们只有在困难的时候才能够来学信心的功课。
We can only learn about faith when you discover that tree in your life.
我们只有发现在生命里面的这棵树的时候才能开始来学信心的功课。
You only discover about faith when you encounter this fullest fig tree in your life.
只有在你的生命里面遇见这棵不结果子的树，枯干的树的时候，才开始学信心的功课。
Let's use some familiar character to illustrate this point.
让我们用一些熟悉的一些人物来讲明白这件事。
Let's think about Moses.
让我们来想想摩西。
Now, one day Moses saw that a Hebrew was beaten by an Egyptian.
有一天，摩西看到一个希伯来人被埃及人来击打。
And he killed this Egyptian and hid it in the sand.
然后他就杀了这个埃及人，而且把他藏在沙土里面。
He did this because Moses was deeply committed to the children of Israel.
摩西为什么这么做？因为他对着他的同族，他有一个心理的负担。
He risked his own life to save this Hebrew.
他冒着生命的危险来救这个希伯来人。
And the children of Israel is the fig tree.
但是以色列的 子民就是这个无花果树。
And Moses was fully committed to the fig tree.
摩西是把他的全人来奉献给这棵树。
And he fully expected this tree will bear fruits for him.
对摩西来讲，他心里面期望这棵树能够有果子。
And next day, and then he went on the market. He saw two Hebrews beating one another.
第二天，他到市场上看到两个希伯来人在那里。
Then he said, "Why are you beating one another?"
在互相在那里争打。然后他就说，为什么要打你同族的人呢
？You are fellow Hebrew.
你们都是同族的人，都是希伯来人。
Moses fully expect the fig tree will bear fruit for him.
那个时候，摩西就希望这棵无花果树有果子。
They will appreciate his own sacrifice to save one of them.
然后他希望这些人能够感激摩西他自己的牺牲。
Unfortunately, his fellow Hebrews not only rejected him and betrayed him and revealed who killed the Egyptian two pharaohs.
但是很可惜的，他这个同族的希伯来人不光是背弃了他，而且出卖了他，而且把是他杀了埃及人这件事告诉了法老。
Pharaoh want to kill Moses now.
这个时候法老就要杀摩西。
And Moses fled to the Midian.
这个时候摩西就逃到米甸的旷野。
And Moses discovered the fig tree bear no fruits for him.
这个时候摩西就发现这棵无花果树没有为他来结果子。
He committed himself, he committed his life to the fig trees, but the fig tree has no fruits.
他把他的生命都献上为了这棵无花果树，但这棵树却没有果子。
And after 40 years in the wilderness,
当他在旷野里面40年之后,
he has given up on the hope of the fig trees.
这个时候他对无花果树完全没有希望。
And this fig tree to Moses had withered from the roots up.
这棵无花果树对着摩西来讲已经从根开始完全枯干了。
Now you see, the man has to learn faith after he discovered that fruitless fig tree.
所以人要开始来学信心的功课，一定要发现这棵从根开始枯干的无花果树。
And in the same way, this is Zerubbabel discovered that fruitless fig tree.
这也是所罗巴伯发现无花果树的故事。
Zerubbabel together with High Priest Joshua were the leader of the first group of remnant back to Jerusalem.
所罗巴伯跟祭司跟祭司约书亚，他们是第一批余剩的民从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷。
As they came back to Jerusalem, their heart was full of zeal.
当他们回到耶路撒冷的时候，心里面充满了热心。
Their beginning was so glorious.
他们的开始也非常荣耀。
And the scriptures say they were like one man.
在圣经里面讲到，他们聚集如同一人。
And this is not small matters.
这不是一件很小的事。
This is Ephesians chapter 4. They reached the unity of faith.
这个是在以弗所书四章讲的，他们已经达到真道上的合一了。
As they laid the foundation of the temple.You cannot even distinguish from the shouts of joy from the weeping sound.
当他们立那个殿的根基的时候，甚至不能分辨是欢呼的声音还是哭嚎的声音。
They set their heart to rebuild the temple.
他们的心完全的摆上要重建圣殿。
They want to usher back the glory of Israel.
他们要把以色列的荣耀再带回来。
They had all the confidence they will accomplish it.
他们而且有充足的信心会做成这件事。
These people are the fig trees.
这些子民也是无花果树。
Zerubbabel committed to the fig trees.
所罗巴伯也把他献身在这棵无花果树上。
He sacrificed his own life for the fig trees.
他也是把他的生命都牺牲了，放在这棵树上。
But opposition quickly started.
但是那个反对的势力很快就起来了。
And the people of the land discouraged them, frightening them.
在当地的居民，他们在那里来恐吓他们，来阻挡他们。
As they have a new king Artaxerxes, they rode against them.
所以，当新的王大力乌王开始的时候，当地的人就开始来反对。
And this Artaxerxes issued a decree to stop the war completely.
这个时候，大力乌王就下了一个命令，把他们重建的工作完全停掉。
How Zerubbabel feel about this?
那所罗巴伯当时的感受是什么呢？
All that great beginning, all that great unity, all that excitement, now stop.
这么伟大的一个开始，这么伟大的合一，这么荣耀的一个开始，这些都停止了。
They had the beginning, they can't finish it.
他们开始了，却不能做成。
And he waited for year and second year and then third years.
他就等候两年、三年过去了。
Doesn't look good.
情况却没有变好。
And it get worse.
而且越变越差。
The people that were so zealous for the building of temple start building their own houses.
这个时候，热心为着圣殿重建的人开始建造自己的房屋。
They were no longer concerned about the temple. They're so concerned about their own houses, their own business.
这个时候，没有人在关心圣殿，大家都关心自己的房屋、自己的生意。
And it's like the fig tree wither from the roots up.
就像这个无花果树从根开始枯干了。
And this last 15 years.
这个持续了15年之久。
And the hope to rebuild the temple is so dim.
这个时候重建圣殿的希望已经完全暗淡了。
Because these people are so dedicated to their own business, their own houses.
因为这些人完全都转了他们的心到自己的工作生活里面。
Eventually, God has to raise the prophet Haggai and Zechariah to remind them.
这个时候，神要兴起哈该跟撒加利亚来提醒他们。
Now you see that Zerubbabel met the fruitless fig trees in his life as well.
所以你看到所罗巴伯也在他的生命里面碰到这棵枯干的无花果树。
For Moses and Zerubbabel, their fig trees are the children of Israel.
所以对摩西跟所罗巴伯来讲，这个枯干的无花果树就是以色列的子民。
And this question this morning is, what are the fig trees in our life?
今天的问题是在我们每个人的生命里面，这棵无花果树是什么？
Do we have a fruitless fig trees in our life?
在我们的生命里面，是不是有一棵枯干的无花果树？
The fig tree can be many, many different things in our life.
在我们的生命里面，这棵枯干的无花果树可以是很多的事情。
And then you ask, how do I know I have such a tree in my life?
那你可能要问，我怎么知道在我的生命里面有这样一棵树？
There's one way to tell whether you have a fruitless fig tree in your life.
啊，但是我们有一个办法来知道在你的生命里面有没有结果子的无花果树。
Let me ask you a simple question.
我就问大家一个简单的问题。
Are you disappointed?In any way, on anything today.
你今天有没有对任何的一件事有任何的失望？
If your answer is yes, then there is a fruitless fig tree in your life.
如果你的回答是对的，有的，那就在你的生命里面有一棵枯干的无花果树。
Are you disappointed in any way, on anything today?
今天你对任何的事在任何的方面有没有失望？今天
If the answer is yes, then you have a fruitless fig tree in your life.
如果回答是有的话，那在你的生命里面就有一棵枯干的无花果树。
The fig tree can be your career.
这个无花果树可以是你的工作。
Some of us work very hard days and nights.
很多在我们中间的人，我们努力的工作，日夜的工作。
Because we believe that our job and my career will be that fig tree will produce fruit for me for years to come.
因为我们的期望是在我们的工作生涯里面，这棵树会结许多的果子为了我们。
And maybe it does.
也许它是结了一些果子。
But eventually, the fig tree will bear no fruit for us.
但是迟早这棵树会枯干，不会有果子。
Sooner or later, you will be disappointed by your job, by your career.
迟早有一天，你的工作、你的生涯会让你失望。
I have been in workplace for almost 30 years.
我现在在我现在的工作里面已经大概有接近30年的时间。
And I saw many, many.They have been disappointed.
我看到很多人在工作上失望。
If there is one person happy, there will be 1,000 that will be disappointed.
甚至如果在工作里面有一个人很开心的话，那代表了有一千个人他们很失望。
And for the company I work with, if one person is happy, that means 30,000 would not be happy.
在我现在的公司，如果有一个人他开心的话，那证明有三万人要失望。
Sooner or later, you will be disappointed by this tree.
迟早你会因着这棵树而失望。
The sooner you realize, the better it will be.
早点知道，那你就早得益处。
For those who are young, still looking for this tree, this is a fruitless fig tree.
如果那些年轻人你们还在来寻求这棵树的话，这棵树是一个枯干的树。
Bears no fruit.
因为它不能结果子。
Only have leaves.
只有叶子。
Some people are smarter than that. They say, well, the career and job is no fig tree.
有的人很聪明，他说工作生涯不能成为我的无花果树。
But my money is.
但我的钱财是。
Your money talks.
钱财可以说话的。
So I work day and night, not for my career, I'm for wealth.
所以我日夜的工作不是为了我的这个生涯，是为了我得的钱财。
Brother and sister, one day you will discover the most important things that you treasure in your life cannot be acquired by your wealth.
但是迟早有一天你会知道，你在生命里面最重要的是不能用钱去买。
You can't buy peace, you can't buy love, you can't buy joy.
你不能用钱去买和平，不能平安，也不能用钱去买爱，也不能用钱去买喜乐。
The more wealth you have, the less peace you will have.
你越有钱，你就越缺乏平安。
The more wealth you have, the less joy you will have.
你越富有，就越不能喜乐。
The wealth is a fruitless fig tree.
你的钱财就是那个不结果子的无花果树。
Some of you are smarter than that. Your wealth is not my fig tree.
有些人更聪明，他说钱财也不能成为我的无花果树。
You know, my fig tree is my marriage.
那我的无花果树是我的婚姻。
And years ago, that you have found the best woman that you can find.
在许多年前，你找到一个完美的女人。
And you think this is the one.
然后你就说就是她。
This one was like the what described in chapter 31 of Proverbs.
这个妇女就是箴言31章所提到那个贤德的妇人。
You know, this is going to be the fig tree that produces fruit for me for the rest of my life.
这就是在我生命余下的生命为我结果子的无花果树。
And years later, you're disappointed.
许多年之后，你又失望了。
It doesn't look like chapter 31.
因为它不像这个箴言三十一章所讲的。
It didn't produce the fruit as I expected.
那并没有结我所期望的果子。
The vice versa can be said about husband as well.
其实对丈夫也是一样。
You know, in human natures.We cannot produce the fruit.
在我们的天性里面，我们不可能结果子。
And somebody even forward looking said, "Oh, my fig tree is my children."
那有的人他们更加眼光远一些，说我的无花果树是我的孩子们。
And for many Asian parents, this is very much true.
对许多亚洲人来讲，亚洲的父母。这是非常真实的事。
We look at our children as our fig trees.
我们看到孩子就看到无花果树。
And they will produce fruit.
他们要结果子。
But as you get older,
但你如果是年长之后，
you know, your children is not your fig trees.
你的孩子也不是无花果树。
I will say later, each child is a mountain.
最后你的孩子就变成一座座的大山。
It is true. Trust me.
这是非常真实的，你要相信我。
I have four mountains myself.
因为在我的家里面有四座大山。
Now, if you think your child is your fig tree, one of this day, the fig tree will turn into a mountain.
如果你觉得你的孩子是无花果树的话，迟早他们会变成山。
They rarely turn out the way you want them to be.
他们没有照着你所期望的来成就。
They're not your fig tree.
他们不是你的无花果树。
Some people are even smarter.
那有些人比这个还要聪明。
You know, the job and career, the wealth and marriage and children are not my fig tree.
所有的生涯、工作、钱财、家庭、孩子都不是无花果树。
I just want to live as strong, as healthy as Caleb.
我只要活得强壮，就像加勒一样。
And that's very, very wise.
非常有智慧。
But you realize that your health will fail you.
但是迟早你要知道，你的健康要离你而去。
You're not Caleb.
你不是加勒。
You know, you discover after 50, you're not Caleb.
五十岁之后你就发现不是加勒。
Maybe you're Caleb when you're 30s, you feel like I'm Caleb.
也许在三十岁你说我像加勒一样。
And after 50, you can't even raise your arm.
五十岁之后有人连手臂都举不起来。
And some of us have problem on both arms, can't raise it.
有的人甚至两边手都举不起来。
No, you're not Caleb.
你不是加勒。
No, your health is not your fig trees.
你的健康也不是无花果树。
The fig tree can be many things.
这棵无花果树可以是很多的事。
Can be your brothers and sisters you have high hope for.
也许是你对着弟兄姐妹有很高的期望。
Or can be the assembly.
也许就是这个聚会。
Now you hope to bear fruit.
你希望这里面有果子。
And one day you discover it does not.
但是有一天你却发现没有。
And every fruitless fig tree creates a small disappointment in you.
每一棵这样的无花果树都在你里面造成一个失望。
And it starts out as a very minor disappointment.
啊，有的时候只是从很小的失望开始。
And gradually it becomes bigger and bigger.
但是慢慢的越来越大。
And all of a sudden one day,Then you ask yourself, if God loves me, why does this happen to me?
那也许到一个程度你会问神啊，你如果爱我，怎么会让这些事发生在我身上？
And this is a spiritual cancer.
这个就是属灵里面的癌症。
Eventually the disappointment will turn into a mountain that prevents you from following the Lord with whole heart.
迟早有一天，这个失望会成长成为一座山，来阻挡你跟随神。
That's what I said before, every fig tree, every child will turn into a mountain.
所以刚才我说了，每一棵树就像孩子，最后会成为一座山。
No matter how lovely they were when they were young.
不管他们小时候多么的可爱。
Eventually, it is a mountain.
迟早他们是一座山。
So what do we do with the mountain?
我们对于山又能怎么样来面对呢？
Now we see the tree and we see the mountain.
现在我们看到树又看到山。
And we see the connection between the tree and the mountains.
我们也看到树怎样成为山。
Therefore, Jesus wants to use this as an example to teach something about faith.
所以耶稣要用这些来跟我们讲明关乎信的事情。
So when Peter asked the Lord to see the tree, the withered fig tree, Jesus said, have faith in God.
所以当彼得提到这个枯干的树的时候，耶稣的回答说，你们当信服神。
That means turn your eyes away from the mountains.
就是把你的眼光从山挪开。
Turn your eye away from the tree.
把你的眼从树挪开。
You have to turn your eye away from the mountain before you can have faith in God.
你一定要把眼目从山移开，才能够在神里面来信服他。
Brother and sister, this is the hardest thing for us to do, is to turn our eyes away from the mountains.
弟兄姐妹们，这是最难的事，就是我们从这座山上来转眼。
It is so difficult. God has to get into the bush to remind Moses.
这个是何等困难的事情，甚至神要进到这个荆棘里面来向摩西说话。
To ask Moses to turn away from everything else and look at him.
让摩西说，你转眼从任何的事上转眼来看我。
How can we have faith if keep our eyes on this mountain?
如果我们要有信心的话，怎么能再把眼目定睛在这个山上呢？
How can you give thanks in all things if all you see is this mountain behind you?
如果你看到这么多的山，你怎么样能够凡事谢恩呢？
If you look at your mountain, the mountain will just get bigger and bigger every day.
如果你来看这山的话，它一天一天更加的巨大。
And the mountain get bigger to a degree that you can't even pray for the removing of this mountain.
这个山可以这么的巨大，甚至有一天你失去了信心为这个山的挪去来祷告。
Instead, you have to turn your eyes upon Jesus.
所以我们要转眼仰望耶稣。
Now, how can we have faith? He is the author and perfecter of faith.
我们怎样来信他？因为他是为我们信心创始成终的。
We are not born with faith. We have no faith in our natures.
我们不是生下来就有信心的，因为信心不在我们的天性里面。
Our Lord Jesus authored the faith and finished the faith.
耶稣是信心创始成终的。
The only way that Peter can walk on water is by fixing his eyes upon Jesus.
彼得能够在水上行走，是因为他定睛在耶稣身上。
Faith is a gift of God.
信心是从神来的恩典。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is gift of God.
因为我们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信，不是出于自己，是神所赐的。
This is the only way we can deal with this mountain, is by turn your eyes away from the mountain, turn your eyes upon Jesus.
只有一件事能够让我们来胜过这座山，就是把我们的眼目转到耶稣身上。
If you have faith, then you can cast the mountain into the sea.
如果你有信的话，你可以让山挪开，投在海里。
Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted to him.
我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这座山说，你挪开此地，投在海里，他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。
Faith is to believe what you said is going to happen.
信心就是你相信所说的必成就。
Faith have no doubt in your heart when you say so.
信心就是当你这样说的时候，心里没有疑惑。
Faith is the assurance of things to hope for and the conviction of things.Not seen.
信心你就是你所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Faith is seeing the unseen.
信心就是看到那看不见的。
Faith is the eyes of your heart.
信心是你心里的眼睛。
Faith can see what physical eyes cannot see.
信心所看到的不是你这物质的眼睛所看到的。
Eyes can see what it is.
信心可以看到所看到的。
And faith can see what it is going to be.
眼睛只能看到你所看到，但是信心能看到将来要成就的。
And God is light.
神是光。
As we turn our eyes upon Jesus, God's light will enlighten the eyes of our heart, allow us to see it.
如果我们转眼来仰望耶稣的话，神是光，他能够让我们心里的眼睛看见。
To believe is to be able to see.
相信就是看见。
To believe is to be able to see what God is able to do.
信心就是看见神可以成就的。
To see what God is willing to do.
就是看到神他心里想要成就的。
To see what God wants to do in my situation.
就是看到神在我现在的这个光景里面要做的事情。
There was an excellent example in the New Testament.
在新约有一个非常完好的一个例子。
In the centurion.
有一个百夫长。
The centurion has a servant lying paralyzed.Suffer fearfully.
在这个百夫长有一个仆人，他患了瘫痪的病，是很重的病。
And this centurion came to Jesus ask for help.
这个百夫长就来到耶稣面前来求帮助。
And Jesus said, "I will come, and I will heal him."
然后耶稣就说，我要去你那里去医治他。
This centurion has ability to see the following.
这个百夫长他就有一个能力在信心里面看见下面的事。
He see his heart, Jesus is able to do this.
因着耶稣看见他的心，耶稣就可以成就。
他知道主耶稣能够做，主耶稣能够做什么。
他心里知道主耶稣能够成就什么，能够做什么。
And by the word of Jesus, he knows Jesus is willing to do this.
借着耶稣的话，他知道耶稣他愿意来做这件事。
But then he see even more.
然后他看到更远的事。
Not only see that he is able, not only see that he is willing, he actually see what Jesus is going to do in that situation.
他不光看到耶稣愿意做，不光看到耶稣能做，而且他看到耶稣在那个光景下面是怎么做。
And he said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof.
他就说他就说我不配你到我的家里去
you know,
我不敢当
I am a man under authority I have a soldier under me
因为我是在人的权下，也有这个兵在我的权下。
If I say this one go, he will go. I said that one come, that one will come.
如果我对这个人说来，他就来；我对那个人说去，他就去。
If I say to my slave to do this, it will be done.
如果我对我的奴仆讲要这样做，他就会去做。
Jesus, you don't have to come to my house. You just say a word, and my servant will be healed.
他说：“耶稣，你只要说一句话，我的仆人就要得医治。”
And Jesus said, "Truly, I say to you, I have not found faith with anyone in Israel."
然后耶稣就说：“我实在告诉你们，这么大的信心，我在以色列中都没有遇见过。”
This is faith.
这是信心。
He sees.
他看见了。
He sees that God is able.
他看到神是有能力的。
He see God is willing.
他也看到神是愿意的。
He see God is doing in his situation.
他也看到神在那时所要做的。
How can we have this faith?
我们怎么能够有这样的信心呢？
How can I see like centurion?
我们怎么样能够像百夫长一样看见呢？
The answer is simple.
其实回答很简单。
Just ask.
就是求。
Just ask.
就是求。
There's no other way.
没有其他的路。
To get this faith, just ask.
你要得这样的信心，就是求。
Ask and it will be given to you.
祈求就得着。
Seek you will find.
寻找就寻见。
Knock and it will be opened to you.
叩门就给他开门。
How do you ask?
我们怎么样来求？
And let's see example in Zechariah.
让我们看在撒迦利亚书里面的例子。
And Zechariah was a prophet.
撒迦利亚是一个先知。
And he saw this fruitless fig tree and this remnant.
他在渔民之中看到的是这个枯干的无花果树。
And these people are a burden with their own houses.
他们的心里面啊装满了就是自己的房屋。
And the temple has only foundation, nothing else.
这个时候圣殿只有根基，没有其他的。
Zechariah was discouraged.
所以撒迦利亚是失望的。
And Zerubbabel was discouraged.
然后所罗巴伯也是非常失望。
Because there is a mountain before him.
因为在他面前有一座山。
So how can Zechariah help?
那撒迦利亚怎么来帮助呢？
So one night when he was asleep, then there was a dream.
有一天他在睡觉的时候，突然间就像睡梦被唤醒一样。
And angel came.
天使来到他那里。
And interesting, the first question the angel asks is, Zechariah, what do you see?
很奇怪的，这个天使问他的第一句话就是说，撒迦利亚，你看见了什么？
Brother and sister, it's vitally important. What do you see?
弟兄姐妹们，我们看见什么是极端重要的。
Because seeing is believing.
因为看见就是信心。
And Zechariah, so I saw a lampstand with two olive trees, one on the left, one on the right.
所以撒迦利亚就说，我看见一个纯金的灯台，有两棵橄榄树，一棵在左边，一棵在右边。
I'm paraphrase, I'm simplifying what Zechariah was saying.
其实我把撒迦利亚讲的非常简略了。
And Zechariah began asking. Zechariah said, "What is all?"
然后撒迦利亚就开始问，就说：“主啊，这是什么意思
？”Brother and sister, this is the secret.
弟兄姐妹们，这是秘诀。
This is the things that we don't do often.
这就是我们不经常做的一件事情。
Coming to the Lord and ask question.
就是到主面前来求问。
What about this tree now?
这棵树现在怎么样呢？
It was a beautiful tree now turned into a mountain. Lord, what do I do?
这棵这么美好的树现在成了一座山，我该怎么样呢？
And Zechariah is asking, what are these?
然后撒迦利亚就说，这是什么意思？
And the angel is also very interesting. He didn't say it is. He said, no, do you not know what these are?
然后天使的回答又非常的奇怪。他说：“你不知道这是什么意思吗？”
Now you see the conversation.
然后你就看到有交谈。
Do you not know?
你不知道什么意思吗？
It means that you should know this.
那意思就是说你应该知道的。
And Zechariah said, "No, my Lord, I don't."
然后撒迦利亚就说：“主啊，我不知道。”
Now angel began to reveal. Angel said, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel." not by mind, not by power, but by my spirit.
然后天使就对他说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
Now by asking from Zechariah see something.
现在就借着撒加利亚他的求问，他看见了一些事。
It's not by mind, it's not more by power, it's by my spirit.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
Then he continued to say, if you're going about this by my spirit, then you can say to this mountain, what are you, O great mountain?
然后如果是在这个灵的帮助下面，你就可以说，大山呢，你算什么？
Before Zerubbabel, you will become a plain.
在所罗巴伯面前，你必成为平地。
And he will bring forth the top stone with shouts of grace and grace to it.
他必搬出一块石头安在殿顶上，说愿恩惠恩惠归于这殿。
Now Zechariah saw exactly what Lord is going to do in this situation.
所以撒加利亚就看见主在这个环境里面到底要怎么样来做。
Although there is a mountain before Zerubbabel,
虽然在所罗巴伯面前有一座山，
But we can tell this mountain,Oh, this mountain, what are you?
但是我们却可以说，大山呢，你算什么呢？
What are you, great mountain?
你算什么呢，大山？
Brother and sister, think about that mountain behind you today.
所以弟兄姐妹们，想想你生命里面的这座山。
Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
By faith we can say to this mountain, what are you?
借着信我们可以说，大山呢，你算什么呢？
What are you, a great mountain?
大山呢，你算什么呢？
What are you, this great mountain in my home?
在我家里面的这座大山呢，你算什么呢？
What are you, this great mountain in my workplace?
在我工作里面这座大山呢，你算什么呢？
What are you?The great mountain in my assembly.
在我们的聚会里面，这座大山算什么呢？
Brother and sister, we have to see what the Lord is going to do.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要看见神要怎样做。
Therefore, as you pray for something, you must first pray about it.
所以当我们来祷告的时候，先要为这件事来祷告。
You must first lay aside the mountain.
我们先要把这座山摆在一边。
And ask the Lord about the mountain.
我们先来问神关乎这座山的事。
Just like Zechariah, what are these?
就像撒加利亚讲的，这是什么意思呢？
And ask the Lord to show you how your mountain can be removed.
然后才求问神，神会让我们看见这个山怎么能够被挪开。
If you come to the river and you want to get across,
如果你来到一条河面前，你要过河的话，
you should pray about the river.
你先要为这个河来祷告。
Ask the Lord how he want you to cross the river.
然后问神，我怎么能够过河？
Is it by a bridge?
是不是有一座桥呢？
Or is it by a boat?
或者是船？
Or do you want me to swim across?
或者你让我游泳过去。
You know, by faith is to see the bridge before there is a bridge.
所以凭着信心，我们甚至在没有看见桥之前就知道有一座桥。
Then you can pray for a bridge.
然后你就为桥来祷告。
Because you see the bridge in your heart.
因为你在心里面已经看见这座桥。
It's as important to pray about itThen pray for it.
所以，为着这个来祷告，跟知道什么意思是同样重要。
我们需要先寻求神，关于怎么样来祷告，那个比去祷告一样的重要。 Oftentimes, when we come to the river, then we say, Lord, give me a bridge.
有的时候我们来到河面前就是这样说，主啊，给我一座桥。
It's got to be a bridge.
神啊，建一座桥。
I can't swim, got to be a bridge.
因为我不会游泳，你一定要建一座桥。
How do you know that God wants you to build a bridge? Maybe God arranged a boat.
那你怎么知道神一定要建这座桥？可能他会为你安排一条船。
Therefore, it's as important to pray about the river.
所以我们先要来为这个河来求神的心意。
And oftentimes we pray for our spouse.Lord, you got to change my spouse.
有的时候我们为着配偶向神求，你要改变他。
How do you know that's the only solution?
你怎么知道那是唯一的一个办法？
Maybe God wants to change you.
也许神是要先改变你呢。
More often that's the case.
而且很多时候就是这样。
So instead of pray for your spouse, you pray about the situation.
所以不要为着你的配偶祷告。是要为着这件事来向神求问，问他什么意思。
When you pray about the situation, the Lord will reveal to you what He wants to do in your situation.
所以，当我们这样来寻求神的时候，我们就知道在这样的环境里面该做什么。
Then you can pray accordingly.
然后我们按照那个来祷告。
All right. So how do we put this in practice? How do we cast the mountain? Now we want to cast the mountain now.
那我们怎么样来操练呢？因为我们现在很想马上把这个山扔到海里了。
I believe everyone has a fruitless fig tree in your life.
首先我相信每个人在生命里面有无花果树枯干的。
I have more than one.
我不止一棵。
I have lots of fruitless fig trees.
我有很多枯干的无花果树。
Lots of big mountains in my life.
而且在我的生活里面有很多的山。
So how do we cast this mountain into the sea?
那我们怎样把山投在海里？
There are a few very, very straightforward things to consider.
有许多事是非常简单明了可以去做的。
有几件事。Number one, open the door of your heart to the Lord.
第一，把你的心向神打开。
Before you start casting the mountains, first,Open your heart to the Lord.
当你来把山投进海里之前，第一件事，把你的心向神打开。
You can't cast the mountain without open your heart to the Lord first.
你没有把心打开向着神，你不可能来把这座山投在海里。
You have to like David say, "Oh God, search my heart."
你一定要像大卫那样说，神啊，你鉴察我的心思。
To see if there's anything that grieves the Holy Spirit.
我们看看有没有让圣灵担忧的事情。
If there's something in your heart that grieves the Holy Spirit, you can't cast the mountain into the sea.
如果在我们心里面还有一些是让圣灵担忧的话，我们不可能把山投在海里。
If there are any attitudes and any relationship, any unforgiveness in your heart, has to be removed. Those things has to be removed.
如果在我们里面还有一些态度，还有一些不对的事情，那我们需要。让神来先鉴察我们。
Those things will prevent your prayer from being answered.
因为这些是阻挡你的祷告蒙垂听。
So we have to open our heart to the Lord.
所以我们要把心打开向着神。
Ask the Holy Spirit to search into our heart to remove everything that grieves Him.
所以让神来鉴察我们，来知道我们的心思，把这些让圣灵担忧的事除掉。
That's the first thing you do.
这是第一件事。
If you ever want to cast the mountain into the sea, this is the first thing you ought to do.
如果你要把山投在海里，这是要做的第一件事。
Secondly,
第二
test your motives before the Lord.
在神面前检查我们的动机。
Lord, ask the Lord, do I ask this thing for the glory of the Lord or for my own selfish purpose?
我们在神面前问，这件事我做出来是为着神的荣耀。还是为了我自己的益处。
Am I only concerned about my own needs, or am I concerned about the purpose of God?
我是不是只关心自己的需要，还是关心神的心意？
We know God is able, but how do we know He's willing?
我们知道神有能力，但我们怎么知道他愿意呢？
So we test our motive.
所以我们要来检查自己的动机。
Ask the Lord to show us our real motive.
让神来揭示我们心里面真正的动机是什么。
We must have a a motive that's clean.
我们必须要有一个清洁的动机。
That's the second thing you do.
这是第二件事。
Now you're in a much better position now. You open your heart to the Lord, and you remove the things that grieve the Holy Spirit, and you test your motive, it is clean.
那现在我们的情形会非常好，因为这个时候我们已经打开自己的心，让神鉴察，去除了一切让圣灵担忧的事，而且呢，我们现在已经查看了自己的动机，知道这是清洁的。
The third thing that you must believe, God is present. He's present with you.
第三件事就是我们要相信神是与我们同在的。
God is near where you are.
神就在你的身边。
And He's ready to meet your need, to solve your problem, to reveal His heart.
他已经预备好了要解决这个问题。
You know, when Moses was in the wilderness, he was surrounded by bushes.
当摩西在旷野里面的时候，周遭都是荆棘。
But Moses didn't know God was there too.
但是摩西不知道的就是，原来神就在那里。
So God has to show up in one of the bushes to remind Moses God was there.
所以神要在荆棘里面向他显现，让摩西知道神在这里。
Zechariah was so frustrated. So angel has to come into his dream to show him God is there.
所以撒加利亚当时是这么的失望，所以天使要进到他的睡梦里面跟他说神在这里。
This is second hardest thing is to realize God is with us.
第二件事对我们来讲很困难的，就是可以知道，就是了解到神原来与我们同在。
Lord has to open our eyes to see this.
所以我们需要主来开我们的眼，可以看见。
He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不把万物跟他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
We should not see God as providing an answer.
我们不要看神只是一个给我们答案的神。
God is the answer.
神他就是答案。
This is the third step.
这是第三步。
You open your heart.
你打开了你的心。
You test your motive.
你已经鉴察了自己的动机。
And you fully believe God is present where you are.
而且你已经满心相信神就在你这里与你同在。
Just like Moses realized, wow, God is here.
就像摩西当时他了解到原来神就在这里。
Now you're ready for the fourth step. You takeyour mountains, your pressing need to the Lord and ask Him and pray about it.
这个时候就是第四步，你把这座山你的需要带到神面前，求神把这座山扔到海里。
Not only to trust God has the answer, to trust God is the answer.
不光相信神有答案，而且相信神就是答案。
And to revealThat to you so you can see.
让他向我们来启示，让我们可以看见。
And then you pray accordingly.
然后我们据此来祷告。
This is the way to cast your mountains into the sea.
这就是我们如何把这座山投在海里。
Brothers and sisters, it's not by might.
弟兄姐妹们。
Nor by power, but by my spirit.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠神的灵才能成事。
When the Lord revealed to us the answer to our mountain, then we can say by faith, What are you, O great mountains?
当神向我们启示了这件事之后，我们就可以说，大山呢，你算什么呢？
And we cast them into the sea.
然后我们就把它投在海里。
This is what is meant by have faith in God.
这个就是信服神的意思。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, I thank you for this time.
父啊，为这个时间感谢你。
And we thank you for your words.
为着你的话语感谢你。
And we need to pray for all of us that will have mountains in our heart, in our life.
为着每一个在我们生命里面有山的来祷告。
I pray that all of us will open our hearts to the Lord, even at this moment.
愿意我们每个人就在这个时刻把我们的心打开向着主。
Ask the Holy Spirit to search our hearts right now.
我们愿意圣灵现在来检查我们的心。
Show us the things that grieve your spirit.
让我们看见那让圣灵担忧的事。
Show us the things that prevent this mountain from being removed.
让我们看到阻止这座山被挪开的那些障碍。
As Holy Spirit show us now, let us turn those things to the Lord.
让圣灵向我们来启示这些事，让我们可以转眼来向着主。
And also ask the Lord to give us a heart to ask to test our motive.
主啊，也给我们一个心，我们来检查自己的动机。
The purpose of our prayer.
检查我们在祷告里面的每一个意念。
To clean our conscience.
清洁我们的良心。
Lord, we know that you are here with us even now.
主啊，我们知道，甚至现在你都在我们中间。
You are as close to us as you are close to Moses in the wilderness.
你当初怎样在旷野里面与摩西相近，也在今天与我们相近。
And you're willing, you're able to help us.
你愿意，你也可以来帮助我们。
Father, we pray that all of us will simply to lay our pressing need, lay our mountain just before you.
父啊，我们祷告，让我们把现在面前的需要，把这些山仰望交托在你手里。
Ask the Lord to be the answer.
我们愿意来祈求，让你成为答案。
So that we could have that strength and power to cast this mountain into the sea.
所以我们可以有能力，有力量，把这座山投在海里。
We know it's not by might, nor by power.
我们知道不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
But by my spirit.
乃是靠着你的灵。
Pray that this morning that all of us can say.
愿意今天早上我们都可以说。
Where are there? What are these mountains? Who are you?
大山呢？你算什么呢？
You'll be able to cast them into the sea.
我们可以把他们投在海里。
Pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。